Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Broadcasting from Substation 2, we are live from the Lowenstein Building right here at University City at University Center. I can't always get it mixed up with Skip Tuttle and Wes Tuttle. And we're going to be getting an update on this wonderful project, University Center at Knowledge Park. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, we want to thank both Skip and Wes Tuttle for allowing us to sit here in this wonderful boardroom. And I gotta ask you, Skip, this table, tell us just 30 seconds about this table.
Well, fortunately in Rock Hill, we have a craftsman that many of you know about, Walter Hardin, who has an incredible ability to take old stuff and turn it into beautiful furniture. He's done it many times with materials that came out of different buildings at Winthrop. In this case, this wood material came out of the roof of the 1939 building. As we were renovating it, there were parts of that roof that had to come out. And so Walter took it and created our conference room table. The issue was I measured the elevator at the 45-degree angle and figured out I could get a 10-foot table in there, and we barely made it into the elevator that day, which would have been a major problem because this thing is way too heavy to take up the steps.
All right. Now, I want to make sure that I get the number right here. Skip, role is he's the vice president of development here. Is that correct?
That's right. Wes's role as the director of development, vice president of development, is to oversee the construction activity that we have going on throughout the park. He also is a commercial broker with our firm and has had a lot to do with putting together the leases that we now are grateful to have both in the Lowenstein building, and now we're actually leasing spaces in other buildings yet to come.
And you, of course, have got a team that has come together that envisioned this thing, and you're making it happen.
That's true, Manning. I'm very fortunate to have some great partners. Gary Williams and Greg Parsons are both local guys that have shared with us the risk and the opportunities associated with the development that's taken place here. And about 3.5 years ago, we joined up with Sora Phelps, who was a firm out of Baltimore, to be their local partners, if you will. And over the course of that 3.5 years, they have moved on to other projects, and so it's pretty much fallen on the local folks to try to make this happen. So we embarked on a renovation project of, it's a 23-acre site that y'all may or may not remember was burned out back in the mid-90s and was beyond an eyesore. Plus, it's a brownfield. It was a large manufacturing facility, the bleachery, for many, many years. And so we first had to clean it up. Secondly, had to envision what could take place here. And now we are 3.5 years into it, and we've invested in buildings thus far about $125 million. And we've got another $63 million in the planning stage that'll be under construction in the next 18 months. We still anticipate that our original 8-year plan will be finished, and we'll see the 14 buildings that have been in the original master plan completed in that time frame.
I think by anybody's standards, to think that you were able to take this brownfield site, which, as you pointed out, was burned out from the fire here at the old bleachery, and turn it into what it is even today, let alone what it's going to be like in a few more years, is nothing nothing short of being spectacular by anybody's standards. So kudos to you. So bring us up to speed as to what is here. We already know that the indoor event center here at University Center is completed. It's been operational. Of course, it's been shut down as a result of the pandemic. The Lowenstein building is done. Is that correct?
Well, we have completed the renovation of the shell of the building, and now we've occupied with finished spaces about 70% of that shell. So that has brought in about 14 different companies into the building that employ over 350 people here.
Now, I have to think, true or false, that because of all this pandemic, that filling up the rest of the space has been, I don't know, shuttered for a short period of time?
There's no doubt that folks have kind of put on pause some of their decision-making process. We actually had leases in the works that we believe they're still coming, but they are putting their decision-making on pause right now. I think that will resolve itself in the next few months. And as far as our planning for new buildings are concerned, we're looking ahead at 2021 as being wide open and ready to go.
All right, let me bring in Wes Tuttle now. And Wes, as we look across the campus here at the University Center, particularly the hotel project, which is the most visible construction that's underway, bring us up to date on the various projects.
Sure. Yes, the hotel project is under construction. They've finished about five of the floors so far. The top floor, sixth floor, they've started on. They are still slated to finish by the end of this year. So I don't know that the hotel will be open for operation by the end of this year, but construction is still slated to be done by the end of this year. The other construction that's going on out in the park is the student housing building. It's one of two buildings that will be built. It is under construction, and as of now, it is slated to complete and open for business to students in August of 21, so the fall semester of that school year.
And for anybody who is sitting at the edge of the Winthrop campus and you see those two tall concrete piers that have openings in it, obviously that's where elevators are going to be opening, and that's where the student housing is going to be?
Yes, that's correct. Those two are the elevator shafts and the very similar to what goes on in construction, that those are usually the first components that go up. So yes, those are elevator shafts, and that is a student housing building going up.
So bring me up to speed on the powerhouse there, which of course has got those beautiful chimneys up there. Where is that project?
Yes, it is very much under design. I do want everybody to know that we have absolutely no plans to tear that building down. It will be repurposed the way it is. Those chimney stacks will be there. That is very much character and part of the character and heritage of the site. But that building is under design to be repurposed. We can say that the green space in front of it will be actually programmed with various outdoor activities and even some restaurants and whatnot. There'll be more information on that hopefully soon, but the power plant and the site in front of it is very much under design.
So is that one of the projects, Skip, that your group is involved with, or is that another developer working that one?
No, that is actually being undertaken by Tara Sherbert, who with the Sherbert Group in Charlotte. Tara is a developer in her own right, did the Drayton Mill project in Spartanburg, which was a redevelopment of a huge textile mill there with a bunch of retail and restaurants. So she's very well experienced in putting together what it takes to repurpose a building like that. She's also our partner in other projects out here that are coming in the next 18 months. So we're pleased. pleased to have her as a partner in what we're doing out here. Tara's company is very well known for their expertise in the tax credit world. They put together the tax credit structure that it takes to make historic preservation tax credits and the textile mill tax credits and the opportunity zone structure that is overlaying what we're doing out here.
You've said before that if these various historic credits were not in play, this building would be pretty much looking like it did a number of years ago.
Well, the purpose of historic preservation tax credits and textile mill tax credits is to incentivize people to take on what we did, which was to take a burned out brownfield site and try and turn it into productive use. So those incentives did exactly what they were designed to do, which was to incentivize us to make that happen. And it worked. Because of those, not only were we able to renovate the projects and get cooperation from people like DHEC, who's been a super help to us, but it also has allowed us to offer affordable lease rates because we're able to take those savings and pass them along to tenants.
Now, the other projects that you said would be coming, and I'm sitting here looking at a master plan, in 2021 when you said this is going to be wide open, what are those projects going to be?
We're going to build two additional parking decks to supplement the one that we have now. One of those will house the city's new bus depot, which will, right now they're out on Laurel Street out here in a open space, basically. That will move into not enclosed, but sheltered bus depot. And in addition to that, we're building about 20,000 feet of retail space on the ground floor of that deck, which will provide services and other restaurants to people that live and work and play here in University Center. We're also going to start our next apartment project. We were very pleased and have continued to be pleased with the way downtown has received the two apartment buildings we built on Main Street. And so we're comfortable now that that can be replicated here in University Center. And we're going to add 144 apartments in the first building, and the second building after that will have another 110 units. So quality, Class A interior stairwells and elevators apartments will, we believe, continue to be received in downtown.
It's interesting when you talk about apartments, you not only have the two projects that you've been involved with, but you now have that Good Motor Company project, which is going to have apartments. You got Joe Lanford's project, which is going to have apartments. And this, I guess, is obviously just more evidence of how people are very interested in being in the downtown area.
Honestly, Manning, the $500 million of new development projects that have been either underway or announced for downtown Rock Hill speaks to the community's willingness to both invest and then be a part of new development in downtown. The city economic development folks, when they initially set out to try and repurpose Main Street, you remember when they took the roof off and acquired all those properties and began to make those improvements, there were a lot of naysayers that said that's never going to happen. Well, here it is. We are now looking at private investment that is willing to invest that $500 million in downtown. And that includes what we're doing here in University Center, as well as the projects you just referred to, as well as what Comporium is doing around the fountain down at the other end of Main Street.
And then, of course, we all know about the city's plans to put a bridge over the railroad tracks, which will connect all this, and that's just going to, I think, be a win-win for everybody.
No doubt that pedestrian link between Winthrop and downtown has always been a vision that the downtown business community wanted to see happen. There is a group that meets on a pretty regular basis of downtown business people that have continued to encourage the city to try to find a way to make that happen. And it looks like things are beginning to come together to achieve that. To that end, University Center has a pedestrian walkway that links the Winthrop campus through our property, through this building. The city actually has a pedestrian corridor all the way through the 1939 building. It will then link to the building next door, which Derek Close is developing, and on down White Street and connect to the bridge that you're talking about. So the pedestrian link between the fountain and Winthrop, we'll see that happen in the years ahead.
It is amazing for those who have not lived here for a long period of time when Skip references what the city's vision was 35 years ago when the textile industry had gone upside down and we had high unemployment and people were wondering what would happen. And there was this lady by the name of Betty Jo Ray who hooked up with a guy by the name of Joe Lanford, and they said, why don't we try this thing called Empowering the Vision? And let's see what we can envision happening. And a lot of people participated. The city got behind it with not only the brain power, but the dollars. And what else can I say? I mean, we were seeing the fruits of what was sown all those years ago. It's just an amazing story, and you and I have both been here to watch it.
It's been a lot of fun to be in the commercial real estate business during all that, Manning. And yes, we embraced the vision and are pleased to now be a part of trying to make it happen.
And with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk. Not live at Substation 2, but live here at the Lowenstein Building, part of University Center at Knowledge Park. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And if you're at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, don't forget, fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. The magic formula, slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 1230, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19's the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Are you a member of Founders Federal Credit Union and need to deposit a check? Try Mobile Deposit in the Founders app. It's quick, easy, and you'll have access to your money without having to leave your home. Relax. Try Mobile Deposit. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Emergency Room Director at Piedmont Medical Center. When someone is experiencing a life-threatening emergency, such as a stroke or a heart attack, every second counts. Piedmont Medical Center's emergency departments in Rock Hill and on Gold Hill Road in Fort Mill are open 24/7 to treat life's unexpected emergencies. Even in the middle of a pandemic, our commitment to providing safe, high-quality emergency medical care in our community remains strong. Piedmont Medical Center. A community built on care.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at University Center at Knowledge Park with Skip and Wes Tuttle getting an update on this incredible project. We're actually in the stairwell here, somewhere between the third and the fourth floors, looking out the glass at this hotel project. Who's the construction manager over here? Mr. Wes Tuttle. I have noticed these long flatbed trucks moving around downtown, looking for this hotel project, obviously, carrying these big, long, looks like cement blocks. What is all that about?
Yes, that's part of the construction process. Those are precast planks. They come in and essentially they build each floor one floor at a time. The floors are come in on those trucks and then they build up the block walls in between those. So, yes, they are definitely here on a daily basis.
So it's hard for me to imagine that they're going to be able to get this hotel done and, and operational by the end of the year. Are they using a construction technique that... Obviously, they're using a construction technique that allows them to do this like in pieces, like an Erector set.
Absolutely. It is like an Erector set, a Lego set. But yes, they are. It's a very effective, efficient form of construction that once they get the actual structure up, then it's just all hands on deck to get it finished out from the inside out.
So this hotel is going to be, what kind of a brand name is it going to have? A flag, as they call it.
This one is a Cambria hotel.
Cambria. All right. Now, Skip, I can remember when you made this announcement for the hotels coming here that they were talking about two hotels. Where do you put the second hotel on top of the first one?
I think Shoehorn comes to mind, Manning. They're going to build the second tower of the hotel between the existing new building and the arena. And so between the two of them, they'll have right at 200 rooms that will be able to accommodate folks who come to businesses downtown, want to be in this live, work, play environment, walk to restaurants and entertainment venues, as well as the arena. And it'll also serve Winthrop. Winthrop is really excited about being able to have a place where visitors, parents who want to come visit the campus and so forth can be in a walkable environment from their hotel. So I think we're going to see that hotel do very well, given all the energy that's already going on downtown.
And in fact, one of your tenants here in Lowenstein is Winthrop, is it not?
Yes. Winthrop has their exercise physiology laboratory here in Lowenstein. And those kids who are in that program, what a great opportunity they have to be interns in sports activities that will take place in the indoor arena in years ahead and get to participate in the field of study that they're actually being trained for.
I guess the good news is that the city has made it very clear that there's still a tremendous amount of interest in bringing activities to this indoor sports and events center. I got an update the other day that said basically they're booked out for a year as soon as they can get it open, which is going to start happening here very shortly.
Well, the interesting thing to me is, no doubt, the current shutdown situation nationwide caused a lot of events to be canceled. I mean, we just couldn't have them here in those large numbers. Bear in mind that in January and February, we had weekends with 5,000 and 6,000 people here. And interestingly enough, even though some events obviously were canceled, even beyond July they were canceled, there have been replacements for those. So PRT has done an amazing job of putting back together a schedule of events that will fill that place up for the last half of the year.
Kind of like the cornhole tournament, which was on ESPN. I'll tell you what, that was interesting to see the cornhole throwers with the masks on, and it... ESPN was obviously desperate to put something on TV because that really wasn't the most challenging thing to watch. All right, Skip, this infield area here where the grass is between the future hotel and what's going to be on the other side, what's going to be there? Maybe Wes has that.
Really, that's just some open green space area. I do think there's going to be some maybe artifacts from the old textile mill that was here, but right now it's just a green open space.
And there has been a discussion about the possibility of blocking that area off and using the stairs and the terraces in front of the arena as a staging area, and having outside events there, public events.
Yeah. Because if you've seen this stairwell to the arena, it's quite large, and you can put a lot of people there. They could sit there and have a nice concert out front, no question about that. So when this is all said and done, as we work our way down the stairwell here, there is going to be a myriad of options for restauranting and enjoying your free time as well as working. I mean, you talk about the work, live, and play atmosphere. You're going to have, Skip, and how many restaurants roughly do you envision that will be here at that time?
Well, this morning we worked on some plans for an outdoor entertainment and restaurant venue that has food trucks as well as kiosks in a food court type environment. And we're very hopeful that we're going to be able to continue to work with that development team to bring that concept to downtown Rock Hill and into University Center. In addition to that, we've already signed up, two, possibly three restaurants for the retail space we're creating in the parking deck.
We got just a couple of minutes left before we're going to run out of time here, but we're walking down, I guess, the third floor corridor, and we're going to hopefully be able to peek in and just take a look at how some of this space has been transformed into Class A office space. And of course, that is what has been a big draw to bring the various businesses here. And see, they're enjoying it right now. All right. This is a big building. What is it, 40,000 square feet of floor? Is that right, Wes?
It is just about 40,000 square feet per floor.
Whew. Wow.
220,000 square feet.
I can remember when this was just a shell and we were taking tours. You could stand at one end and look all the way down through the other end. I thought to myself, this would make a great airplane hangar or a great airfield. Good Lord, look at this. All right, Skip, tell us what we're seeing here.
This is one of the major corporations that chose to bring their regional headquarters here. Araco is a wood products company based in Chile, and they make a variety of wood products that actually their cabinetry in this space is made of that. The walls in the break room are made of their shiplap material. It is a state-of-the-art facility that serves the whole eastern half of the United States for the Araco Corporation.
And I'm sure we could do another Straight Talk show on what it takes to get out there and make them aware that this space is available and getting them to locate here. It just doesn't happen overnight. This is a long process, but it's like anything else. I guess once you get a key tenant here like this, it makes it a lot easier to draw in others.
Well, today it doesn't look like it normally does because people are still slowly reoccupying office spaces, and we're about, I think, at a third of the normal attendance on a daily basis in the major corporations that are here in the building.
Well, we've run through a half an hour very quickly, as I thought we would. Again, kudos to you, Skip, and your investment team for having the guts and the courage and taking the risk to do all this. It's not easy work. It is not easy work, but the end result is just beautiful. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from University Center here at Knowledge Park, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks as well to Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for allowing us to go on the road today. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week, prepared right before your eyes. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.